Jerry Bader Show, 1023. Earlier in the show, I mentioned Ryan Braun was expected to speak to the media at a Brewers charity event. He did. He basically said he is remorseful. Let's see. I thought I had the latest version here. I have the one where they still say that he's going to speak. He basically said he's deeply remorseful as he spoke to the media. I still don't know if that I would have had them do this. With that, the media fired away. Why did you lie? Obviously, I've been through a lot, and as I expressed in my statement that I felt was pretty lengthy and specific, I got into a lot of details at that point. I'm not really going to get into any further details. I'm deeply remorseful about what happened. I wish I had the ability to go back and change things and do things a lot differently. Don't all of us every time we screw up. But unfortunately, I can't do that. All I can do is move on and try to do everything in my power to earn back people's trust and respect and support. I don't anticipate being able to earn back everybody's support, but I certainly intend to do everything in my power to do that, and I won't stop trying. What do you have to say to the kids who have looked up to you? I've always been incredibly appreciative of everybody's support. I made a mistake, a huge mistake, that has obviously been extremely difficult to deal with and will continue to be difficult to deal with. All I can say in making mistakes is, as I've stated previously, we all deal with adversity. We all deal with challenges in life. Yeah, and sometimes we bring them on ourselves. And I have, others have. What was worse, in your opinion, using or lying? Ooh, good question. What do you think his answer is? He doesn't really answer it. That he punts. As I've stated, the goal for me is just being able to move forward. Good. Boy, that's not one of your tougher predictions, Jason. You have to admit. Have you apologized to Dino Lorenzi or made any payments to him? That's the handler of the sample. I have not made any payments to him. I've had some really productive and positive conversations with him. Yeah, they're probably called legal negotiations. Yes. The Lorenzi family was actually gracious and kind enough to have my fiance, Larissa, and I over to their house for dinner last night. Really? And you didn't have a check with you? And we had some really good conversation. We've made amends. Well, that's one. One down and about 30 million to go. All right, quickly, Packer pick, and then I want to play the Josh Sitton audio. Craig, with whom I've got a charity bet, it's do or die for me every week now. I need to win out to beat Craig, and that's going to be tough. I know that. I don't think it's going to happen. Craig took the Lions 28-29. I'm going to be 28-21. I'm going to be a weenie and take them 29-21. Taking the Lions 29-21 because I just think they're going to win by more than what Craig says. But I'm not going to stick my neck out because I can't. Got nothing. Jason says Packers 26, Lions 25. The defense has just looked awful lately. I have no reason to believe it's going to look any better. And they have Megatron this time, which they didn't on October 6th. I think Flynn plays pretty well. I think they're in there for a while, but I don't think they can go 60 minutes under their current condition. The defense is just really bad right now. And the bigger problem is nobody really seems to know why. Anytime, ever since the Evan Dietrich Smith incident, the stomping incident by Ndamukong Suh, it's always a big deal when these two teams get together, particularly at Detroit. Josh Sitton was asked, offensive lineman Josh Sitton was asked on WSSP in Milwaukee by former Packer Gary Ellerson, do you think the Lions would try to take out quarterback Aaron Rodgers if he did play? In other words, this is the last place you'd want Aaron Rodgers to come back if he's not totally healed because they would go after him. Speaking of going after, here's what Josh Sitton said.
You know, they go after quarterbacks and you know, their entire defense takes cheap shots all the time. I mean, that's what they do. That's who they are. They're a bunch of dirtbags. They're scumbags. I mean, that's how they play, and that's how they're coached. You know, that starts with their freaking coach, starts with the head coach. Schwartz, he's a too. I wouldn't want to play for him.
All right, what he said there, he's a bleep. I had Jason bleep that out. It's slang for the male anatomy. Okay. He's a bleep. Do I disagree with anything Josh Sitton said? No, I don't. Do I think Mike McCarthy should slap him down for doing it? Jason, do you think he should face consequences for saying all that stuff? Yes or no? You have to think about this. My answer is an obvious yes. Why fire up a team that's already going to be fired up? Why do that? Why give them bulletin board material, as they used to call it? I don't know if there is even bulletin boards in locker rooms anymore, but that's what they used to call it. Why? You still have a quarterback out there you have to protect. It's going to be Matt Flynn. By the way, in the interview that I did with Mike McCarthy, he pretty much says Matt Flynn is starting, which everyone believes. Oh, you think get Sue all fired up and get a 15-yard penalty out of him? Maybe that is the strategy. If it is, I still don't like it. And I think all that does, I just never believe in giving the other team inspiration. You're right, though. Sue can't control himself, and he could do something stupid. All right, in five minutes, if you watched The Voice last night, and are willing to call in, I need your help in 5 minutes. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.